Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, July 24, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Investor news breaks: Titan Partners Group LLC leads $15 million direct offering for DigiPower X. NASDAQ DGXX DGX. Titan Partners Group LLC, a division of American Capital Partners, is leading a $15 million direct offering for DigiPower X Inc., NASDAQ DGXX, an AI and digital infrastructure company. The offering includes over 4.1 million shares of common stock at $3.12 per share, sold to a new institutional investor. The funds will support global expansion, manufacturing of data center pods, and energy-backed deployments. After closing, DGXX expects to have over $30 million in cash with no long-term debt. The offering is set to close around July 22, 2025, pending TSX Venture Exchange approval. Titan Partners Group LLC is a boutique investment bank with a team of experienced financial professionals offering strategic and financial advisory services to emerging growth companies and investors.
Q&A with Stuart Lacey, CEO and founder of Labyrinth.ai. Stuart Lacey, founder and CEO of Labyrinth.ai, is on a mission to eliminate regulatory bottlenecks in America. Labyrinth uses AI to streamline compliance, accelerate approvals, and unlock faster revenue. Unlike others in the space, Labyrinth is AI native, built from scratch on the latest technology stack. With over a dozen ventures under his belt, Stuart leverages his experience to revolutionize regulation. Labyrinth targets sectors like energy, medical devices, and construction, aiming to reduce permitting backlogs and transform approval timelines. By flipping the traditional billing model, Labyrinth aligns incentives with clients, earning when clients gain faster approvals. Labyrinth's transparent AI ensures operational transparency, delivering clarity, trust, and faster outcomes for all parties involved. Mining news breaks: Lafleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, BQB LFLR F33, featured in NNW editorial on gold's rise and shift to production. Lafleur Minerals, a Canadian gold developer, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial for its strategic shift towards near-term gold production as gold prices surpass $3,300 per ounce. With inflation driving investor interest in gold, Lafleur is fast-tracking efforts to capitalize on its advanced projects in Quebec's Abitibi region. The company's Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill have significant potential for long-term value. Lafleur recently consolidated a large land package along a major structural break, hosting gold deposits, making it easily accessible for development. The fully refurbished Beacon Gold Mill can process over 750 tons per day, enhancing its development potential for Swanson and custom milling operations for nearby gold projects.
Q&A with Thad Carraway, Vice President of Operations at Universal Parking South Florida, Miami's evolving parking landscape. Thad Carraway, Vice President of Operations at Universal Parking South Florida, discusses Miami's evolving parking landscape. Miami's population has grown by 5.1% since 2020, with 64,211 new residents in 2024. As the second most visited city in the U.S., Miami faces a high demand for parking. Areas like Brickell and downtown Miami are developing rapidly, emphasizing the need for parking options. The city is embracing the parkitecture trend, reimagining parking structures as design landmarks. Smart curb management using AI and LPR is being piloted in downtown and Brickell with per-minute billing. Mobile payment systems, dynamic pricing, and integrated parking reservations for cruise passengers are also on the rise. These trends signal a shift towards innovative parking solutions for convenience and efficiency in Miami. Inves breaks: Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ, raises $4.3 million in PIPE to repay notes and streamline capital structure. Fusion Fuel Green PLC NASDAQ has secured $4.3 million in a private placement deal to repay notes and streamline its capital structure. The agreement includes the sale of Class A ordinary shares, pre-funded warrants, and additional warrants. The funds will fully repay outstanding senior convertible notes and simplify the company's capital structure. CEO John Paul Backwell stated that this move enhances Fusion Fuel's ability to pursue growth initiatives. For more information about Fusion Fuel Green PLC, visit their website at fusion-fuel.eu.
Money Show Virtual Expo, Top Value Plays and Picks. The experts at the Money Show Virtual Expo offer actionable advice and guidance to investors, along with strategies tailored for each attendee's portfolio growth. They stress the importance of keeping long-term profit goals in mind to avoid the temptation of short-term gains. Having a long-term vision for your stock portfolio encourages in-depth evaluation of stock performance and navigating future risks, ultimately improving chances for positive outcomes. To learn more about the Money Show Virtual Expo, visit the provided link. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform focused on press release syndication for private and public companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions for reaching a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.